Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 147.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
So whereas before we were working in sort of an F major 6 tonality, for today's block chords, we're going to be working in minor, and that is going to take the form of F minor 6. The tune we're going to be looking at today is one by actually George Shearing himself, Lullaby of Birdland. And he famously played the head actually in a block chord style. So this is a really great resource to find a sort of model for how to use these block chords in the key of F minor. Now here's a little sample of the melody. Okay, so you can see we started in F minor and we ended up in sort of an A flat major. So it's interesting how the keys sort of interact and how you can kind of dip in and out of tonalities. For now, we're going to start in F minor. So check out how he harmonizes this 5-4-3-2-1. Now, as we saw before in the previous lesson, he's switching between sixth chords and alternating with diminished chords. F minor 6, diminished, F minor 6. Now a great way to practice that is to put it in a scale with a passing tone. And in this case, our scale in the key of F minor would look like this. Now all that is sort of an F, we call it melodic minor with a passing tone between C and D flat. Now if we were to harmonize that, we would take our F minor 6 chords with those inversions and put alternate diminished inversions. And for our scale, it's going to look like this. So you can practice that in tempo, going up and down. And again, you can use whatever fingerings are most comfortable. I often gravitate towards four notes in the right hand and one in the left. But you can also get fancy and use whatever is comfortable for you. For example, splitting the notes more 2 and 3 per hand. Really, whatever's most comfortable. Now, let's get into this melody. The first part is mostly F minor, and it goes like this. And then the melody shifts into A flat major, and this is where our knowledge of block chords in major is going to come in handy. So we end on, and then we get to the 2 chord of our A flat key. So So what's happening there, and you may want to refer to the previous lesson for tips on how to come up with these voicings, but this is sort of our octave harmonization that we looked at last time. So the melody is... And George Shearing often harmonizes it with octaves around it. So that's another way to think of that sort of block chord shape, is just octaves going down. And again, in the previous lesson, it goes a little more in depth to that, so feel free to revisit that if you need to. So the melody, now we're getting into A flat. Now we're totally in A flat. And this is the same thing, 5-4-3-2-1, we're just in the key of A flat major. And again, if you want to practice your A flat major block chords, just refer to that scale, same thing, major scale with a passing tone. So that's just alternating between A flat major 6 and a diminished chord in between. So when we get back to this melody, and again we see those octave shapes come back. Notice how the only notes changing are that outside octaves. And again, there it is, outside octaves moving. So as you can see, the George Shearing block chord style can really be distilled down to those few major elements. The six chords with passing diminished. The octave voicings of notes. And the third one, which we're going to talk about, appears at the end of this A section. It's very subtle. See if you can catch it. Now, you may have noticed there were some notes that I used there that weren't exactly in the key of A flat major. But the reason it works is because I'm using the melody as my frame of reference for my harmonization. Now, the technique that I used here is often referred to as a chromatic passing chord. Whereas before we had diminished passing chords. Now in this case, I'm actually using a fully transposed voicing going chromatically from below. So as you can see, my melody is on G, and I'm actually using a G major 6 voicing. Don't really see that all too often in the key of A flat, but it seems to really work for this melody because of the chromaticism. And this can really go all the way up. You can translate it into other melody notes as long as the melody is chromatic. Any sort of chromaticism that you want to employ is fair game here. And these are all just G major 6 chords going up to A flat. You can also go chromatically down, approaching it from above. So that's another technique for harmonization that you'll hear George Shearing use quite a bit. So with all that in mind, let's check out the whole melody here. And I'll be using some diminished passing chords, starting out in the key of F minor. And I'm going to try to employ some chromatic passing chords as we get further on into the melody. Here we go. All right, so that concludes the second part of our George Shearing block chords tutorial. Check back in 2 weeks for part 3.